Hi and welcome. This is Kimberly Dawn with ArchangelsBless.com. And this audio blog post is on angel guidance for your full empowerment with Archangel Michael. My intention for creating this is to assist you. I want to say too, I have Jer here. Say hi, Jer.
Hi, Jer.
Hi. And I was going to do this blog post to see, here's angel guidance. I was in the middle of recording this blog post and he comes home from running errands and he forgot his phone. So then he texts me and his phone beeped. So it kind of interrupted the recording, but it was perfect timing. And I had already called Archangel Michael and was channeling messages from him. And I stopped the recording because I asked beforehand, should Jer and I do this together? Because he's running errands right now. And I'm like, oh, I'm such a quick start. I'll just do it myself. And but obviously the angels wanted him in on this too. Because we also recorded an audio program where he asked me questions. It's called Master Intuitive Living, Mastering Intuitive Living with the Archangels. And in that, Jer asked me questions, and then I ask Archangel Michael questions, and we bring through information all about the subject, angel guidance, and really living with mastering your intuitive living with the Archangels and the suggestions they have for you. And so I wanted to touch on that in some of these blog posts with messages for you and tips regarding how you can stay more connected. But that's one way they can happen. Like, they just happen with us. I had already called in the angels and all my guidance. And then I received a physical sign, no, have Jer do this with you, because it's more fun. It's more of a dynamic. Isn't that kind of how it's been working for us, where we'll get major physical signs, Jer?
Oh, it's a constant process. Yeah. It just seems like, you know, I get a lot of information, you know, whether it's in a prior way that I'm used to receiving, or, you know, with now the crystal lights, that information comes so fast that sometimes I can't keep up with it. It's just amazing. But I'm sure glad, you know, I'd rather have that, you know, at my disposal than just, you know, waiting and wondering when. So less frustration, you know, better results. So I'm pretty darn happy.
Say the past 2 weeks for us, what's been your biggest message regarding how to stay connected to the angels, Jer?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think that probably the biggest message I've received in the last week and a half to 2 weeks, there's no doubt. I mean, there's just so much stuff, like non-positive, negative stuff out there in this ground-based world. So I know now how important it is that I receive, you know, these healings and the guidance for intuitiveness to navigate this world. And so, you know, I feel like it's been a process for me over a long period of time to come to realize how important this is for me. And I'm saying a long period of time because this was before I even knew anything about these crystal lights. So, you know, it was a slow process then to receive information and to process it mentally. And sometimes I wouldn't fully process it because it took so long, you know, for me to really get it. So, and there are things now that are coming to me that I'm looking back on and realizing, oh, now I know what that meant. Because I'm just more in touch with myself and my higher self especially, and that's changed significantly, and changes happen daily now because, you know, we're always getting our healings as we need them, and it's daily, if not sometimes more.
Oh, that's very well said. There's so much that's coming up so fast for us. It's almost daily, but it's a normal process for us now where we'll receive messages or signs, and we know at those moments too that we need to kind of note that in our head, that later we're going to decode that while we're under the crystal lights. Or, you know, what does that mean? Like, we'll see triple digits on the clock, or something will happen to us while we're out and about running errands, or while taking a walk in the neighborhood. And I'll receive a physical sign in my body. And I know when I lay under the crystal lights, I'll be receiving such healing work on my body, and I'll literally see things come to the surface in my light body for them to remove. So it's really good with your angel guidance to know that your triggers are also a blessing for you, because that's the biggest thing I've been learning the past couple of weeks, how much to embrace my triggers and know that I'm not going to react out of that trigger. Try not to, because it's more illusion. And once the triggers get healed by the angels, and if you are already laying under the crystal lights or are in the Monday night healings, you'll know that those get lifted up and out of your energy bodies so that you can receive clearer angelic guidance. That's one of the biggest tools that we use to decode the messages. And we go over more of this in the program Mastering Intuitive Living with the Archangels. Does that make sense, Jer, what I just said?
It makes a ton of sense. And, you know, the learning process, and also to really embrace the change. I mean, that's a really big piece of all of this. I mean, that's another one of those things I didn't really mention, but you hit on it, is that change comes and you really do. You just want to embrace it because it's a part of the healing process. There's a very specific process involved here. And how we can, you know, be more of the pure who we are. But in order to achieve that, there are a lot of things that we've collected over a long period of time. Issues, if you want to call it that. And they can't always be addressed. And sometimes these triggers is what brings them forward, so that those so-called issues, and maybe, you know, from a, you know, sometimes it can be almost debilitating in a way how these things can affect you. And so to be able to remove those, to be able to have new blueprints put within you and to move forward and to get to that so-called next level in life, in your life, to achieve your purity. What other way? I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, the other way is so slow. This is just quickly happening, and it's, I mean, I can't imagine any other at this point in time.
It's kind of like, well, I was joking with you last night that it's going into bliss land. I mean, it's like such a blessing, because now the crystal lights, in order, I've received inspired design ideas on how to create the crystal lights. And Jer and I have been working with each other with creating them for the past 3 months or so. And they are so beautiful, and they are super powerful, and they're almost ready to come out into the world. We'll let you know when they are fully, but almost ready to fully be birthed. But while we're testing them and experiencing and going up with the angels and the guides and angels, it's such an amazing process, being so connected to your soul's calling, to what your higher blueprints are, and living that daily. My question for you, Jer, what's the difference on a 3D basis and your spiritual perspective what's the difference for you with living in the 3D world only versus integrating your higher soul's calling blueprints and your spiritual self down into the 3D?
I can give you a really good analogy. It's like Olive, your cat. Sometimes she likes to play with her toy, and she'll shake it around sometimes too. And I feel like in the 3D world, I'm that toy being shook around and, excuse me, but yeah, kind of like jerked around all over the place. And that creates a lot of frustration and a lot of wonder about, you know, my purpose sometimes. I question that, and also it very easily can take me off track. And so in that thinking, I mean, if I can, and as I'm doing, really integrating my higher self, my guidance, and what I do, you know, in my more pure living, I can look at this a situation per se, and not take it on, not really put that on myself and say, you know, I've just kind of got my blinders on right now. I'm stuck in this process, and I'm just being shook around, and I have no control. I'm being more empowered now. I'm more in control of my life because I can see it from really, yeah, I understand the 3D process. I've done that all my life, but here I am looking at it, you know, from a whole different perspective. It's almost like a different window I'm looking through, and I can address my issues better. I can also, we've talked about dialing down, you know, my protective layer. I can bump that up, but maybe dial down my sensitivity so that way I don't take all this on. And it's a really powerful tool for me to feel like I'm in control of the situation, not it or whatever it is that's creating this negativeness. So huge, huge change of perception and empowerment. I can't describe it any better than that.
That's beautiful, because we also go into that in more detail. Of Archangel Michael took us through an exercise, a deep meditative exercise of how to dial it down, our empathic ability, so that we don't pick up and are shook around so much by what's going on out there. He takes us through that in Mastering Intuitive Living with the Archangels, which I can't wait to bring to you and to make that available. This is some of the dynamic that's happening. Let me ask Archangel Michael what advice he has for us based on angel guidance for you. He wants you to know you simply listening to this today is allowing you to receive frequencies from him to tune yourself even further to the angelic realm. He's sending you frequencies right now to clear your channels up to him so you will receive more clear guidance anytime you need it. The second you mention his name, he is there beside you, sending you frequencies of clarity, so that when you ask him a question, the answers you receive from him will be more simply deciphered by you. He says not to be too hard on yourself with this process of receiving angel guidance. You're doing a beautiful job as you play with it and frolic about your day. And ask the angels to come in that morning and assist you all throughout the day and call my name in for protection, guidance, and specific direction on anything you need help with. When you are playing with your day, as he says, Kim and Jer, we've been teaching them to play more because they take their mission very seriously. He said, when you play more, you are more in tune with a higher vibration to the messages from us. It is in the raising of your vibration to a higher joy state, of a playful state, that we're able to reach you easier, and you're able to decipher and unveil the messages and know what they are easier. So it is in forgiving self. It is in asking for the pain to be healed. It is in knowing you are guided and safe and looked after daily by the angelic realm. As you call us in, we have permission to assist. Archangel Gabriel also helps you uncover and decode messages, for he is in charge of helping you with your creativity. So you may also call him in as well to help you receive our messages more clearly. You're doing a most divine job at receiving right now the signals. Go ahead right now and ask me a question that you really want to know about in your life. And I will be sending you frequencies of clarity, so that you may receive the answer, guidance from Archangel Gabriel and myself right now, or later on in the day, or even later on in the week. But we are clearing your channels with frequencies of connection and clarity. As you take a deep breath, presenting your question to us, and knowing higher assistance is already being given. Your channels are being connected up even further, very succinctly and strongly, to the archangel realm. It is vital to know that you have permission to let go of worry now. For it is through the letting go of worry that the answers will come. Allow the love of you to supersede the fear of this world. In doing so, your divine self will also be showing you the way, as will we. Namaste.